MDP, the Municipal Development Plan, I understand there was a decision from Canmore Council this week on that.
They reconsidered the timelines that they had set out earlier this summer for the MDP. I know that there's been some concern out there in the community. This is one of the most important planning documents that we have as a community. It doesn't hurt to take your time.
Yeah, sure.
It's going to be pushed back. And when I say pushed back, I mean pushed back. We're talking all the way into 2016 for even first reading.
There is some concern about the MDP. Your article makes reference to flyers that have been going out in some areas of town.
There is a concern that this plan is about secretly developing our parks and green spaces.
I've seen a lot of letters to the editor saying that all municipal reserve lands are up for grabs. That park next to your house is going to turn into a housing complex.
It's gobbledygook. Well, it's fear-mongering, and it's not true. That's not what this plan is about. There's nothing in there that says that. The town did an assessment of municipally owned land in 2014, and this is one of the factual errors in this document going around, saying that planning and development decided to do this. No, council voted our elected officials to direct administration to look at all municipally owned lands for development potential. That doesn't mean they're going to be developed.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, when I say the words development potential, what do you think, Rob?
Housing?
It's not just housing. Development potential also means recreational facility development.
That's a good point, yeah.
And when we look at places like Lions Park and Millennium Park, that development potential there is for more sports infrastructure.
Let's go back to the MDP here. And I think the problem is that it's such a big document. And when you start talking about high level documents and land use planning, a lot of people are just kind of like, ugh, can you just give me the gist of it? It's one of those things, though, that you can't really get the gist of. However, that allows someone distributing flyers to give people the gist and frame that argument that way. So how does the town communicate the gist of the MDP, a document that it's really hard to summarize?
They've obviously been trying, and one thing everyone should do is question the information source that's coming at them. If it's an anonymous flyer on your garbage can trying to scare you, it might not necessarily be referencing factual information.
Sure.
When I have questions about these things, I actually call or email the planning department and say, hey, what's this? I think that what is important is that council has not yet weighed in on this draft MDP at all. And there are elected representatives. They're the ones who are going to be in charge of changing it if there are changes that are needed. So we need a working session with council that's going to be a special meeting in the next couple of months to address what they have as councillors and as a council as concerns with the plan. We need to really remember that this comes out of Mining the Future. We want a community where everyone is welcome. We don't want a community where certain neighborhoods think that if you don't make enough money, you should move somewhere else. That's kind of the direction that some of this debate is heading without it being guided in a better manner and without it linking back to Mining the Future. And when we talk about things like affordable housing, this is the plan where we need to put things in to allow creative opportunities, because we don't have any other way to do this. If we sit around and we try and wait again for the province or a federal level of government to solve our problems, we're never going to get this solved. And I think one of the biggest criticisms out there about housing is that nothing was done in the 90s. Well, here we have again a situation where people are thinking, well, we shouldn't really do anything. We should wait for someone else to solve our problems. No, we solve our problems. We're Canmore.
All right. Canmore.ca/MDP has more details.